Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This update is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, starting with the Canes, who jumped up to 5 in the AP poll and 7 in the coaches poll. Miami will get Bethune-Cookman on Saturday night. Kickoff is at 7 from Hard Rock. Game can be heard right here on WQAM. And the NFL Week 1 begins tomorrow with the Eagles and the Cowboys. And on Sunday, the Dolphins will head to Indy for their season opener with the Colts. And of the Marlins, who fell to the Nationals 5-2. Miami will look to avoid the sweep this afternoon with the first pitch at 1:05 from Nationals Park. Joe, we'll go ahead and send it back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And speaking of the Canes going up to 5, and again, I mean, we want to give you the news, but you know, let's hold on. We got the ACC games down the road. It's good. Hey, man, great start. Big win beating Notre Dame. Huge win. And by the way, for your confidence, for all the new guys, as well as the guys that have been there, just a great start. They look pretty healthy coming out of that game. And everything else as they get set. This is going to be a week for a lot of young guys to play. The guys that might be a little salty that didn't play last week. And so get them some work, and then your schedule picks right back up. Because South Florida and Florida this week. I can't wait to see what South Florida is going to look like. Gators are big favorites. And then South Florida will play down here against the Miami Hurricanes. Boy, they jump right into their schedule.
Everyone's playing each other here.
Yeah.
All the Florida teams.
And then the following week, the Gators and the Hurricanes. So
Right, though. The polls are very relevant right now. They don't matter, but they're fun, right?
They're fun. They're fun. You like talking heads, I guess. And, you know, trending up, trending down. You know, the teams that are trending up, we don't talk a lot about, but teams trending down or individuals not doing well. Belichick's getting ripped for that performance. And a lot of guys taking shots at him. Besides, I know Saban and McAfee didn't for ESPN. But you know, they didn't look well coached. I don't know how much talent they have. I'm listening to everybody's their schedule. They can win a lot of games. But let's be honest, a team they were playing could have scored a lot more points if they wanted to. Could have run up a little bit more. On a guy, by the way, Bill Belichick would run it up on your ass. Remember down here, he took Tom Brady out, and the backup came in and threw Jason Taylor, picked one off. I don't know if anybody or picked up a fumble. I can't remember. But anyway, ran it back. And right, and they were still up by a ton. He put Brady back in the game. He marched right down the field and scored. And it was like, uh-oh. This, all right, now it's going to start getting ugly. So now everybody's going to be able, and by the way, the coaches at the ACC, oh, my God, we're so lucky to have Belichick. He, such a good coach. They're going to be a really good team. They were all laughing knowing he didn't have any talent. This is different. That stuff that he does, just play hard, do your job. What is that? Play hard, do your job, or do your job.
Well, this goes back to what we were talking about with Arch Manning, though. It's like these are the guys that are paid millions of dollars to analyze games and, you know, all this stuff. It's like, did you do any work at all? Did you look at any of this stuff? Or are you just, you know, just sitting there saying whatever?
Yeah.
Like those guys, I mean, those are $1 million. They're getting paid in the millions, Joe, these analysts. Like, they're not local radio. Like, they're getting paid millions of dollars to be national analysts. Like, did you do any research? Do you know any of the players on the team? Like,
well, Finebaum is a SEC guy. Like, I mean, that
should have
that's
known that
job.
Arch Manning was not ready to go.
But for him to just all of a sudden throw him in there,
best football player of all time thing.
Yeah,
like,
whatever he went, we haven't had a quarterback.
Tebow.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tebow's the best college football player I've ever seen, Joe. Like, to compare him to that guy without him really even playing is insane. And then to compare him, there's got to be something you see at practice that, like,
but they
leads
weren't,
you to believe that.
They were just automatically mating the first pick. Like, yeah. Cam Ward had to earn the first pick, like, through his play all year. And for everybody just to come out and call a guy a first overall pick before the season, that's
– well, Shador
it's
Sanders
not fair, by the way.
Year, right?
It's not fair to him. Well,
Shador got that, you know, hype.
He Remember, did. He I don't know. Pick. Did he get his? He not.
Not like Manning.
Manning. No. Listen, part of it is. Listen, the kid's two uncles and his grandfather. Hey, they've been unbelievable. They have what they've been able to do in all their careers.
This was also a pretty thin quarterback class, though, for this year's draft, right?
I don't know.
They're guys saying, like right up on top, at least.
I think they
it wasn't like the year before where guys were really fighting for those top picks.
There's
like Cam was the obvious number one, right? I mean, a year ago you had Caleb and Jane kind of fighting for that 1-2, but Cam was the obvious number
one. I think
Shador fell to the fifth round.
I think this is a pretty good quarterback class this year. If you listen to everybody in Clemson and LSU and Texas, we'll see what happens in Texas. By the way,
no way he ends up leaving school, right?
I would say that's not a very good start, and I'm guessing he's going to play against some pretty good teams in the SEC. So the only good thing is he's got to get better. You can't. Right. And I'm not just going to give Ohio State all the credit. He missed some throws he got to make. And I know he's only had a couple of starts, but anyway.
He didn't look the part, though. You know, like that's the other thing. Like, it's one thing to, you know, miss some throws, be off, whatever, playing a good team, but he just didn't look the part for a guy that age. Like, he's not 18.
No, but he still hadn't played.
I understand.
I mean,
but he just did not look the part of the
third
number
start.
One Tim Tebow, like greatest ever, like all that stuff.
Right. So we'll see. Then on top,
I thought Carson Beck played a whole heck of a lot better, to be quite honest, right?
Yeah. Carson Beck.
Guys that made their throws in week one.
But Carson Beck.
A lot of experience.
Okay. He answered it. 24-3. Now 25-3. And played a hell of a schedule. So yeah, he's
got
been
a chance
around.
To play himself into the into the draft here, huh?
Yeah, but I'm not. You know, it's, everybody. Was, so what do you think? Hey, he's really good. I mean, he's let's keep it going and you know and get more a lot of short passes and get more comfortable and as those receivers get better and he gets more confidence in them, you know, for more. Plays down the field, they really didn't have a lot of splash plays except the one-handed catch and the throw down the field for the first touchdown. There weren't a lot of them.
I think things will open up more, don't you?
Yeah, as they go on. Yeah. I mean, he can make all the throws. Made a great throw down the sideline on the pass interference call that took place. And
he's mobile. He moves around pretty well.
Yeah, Woody, I have no problem with game one, man.
I just think it goes like these rankings go back to like the hype of like these individual players, though. It's just like,
well, our quarterback was that guy last year. The year before, they had him as one of the top quarterbacks at Georgia. It was one of the top quarterbacks in the country and expected to go, and then the injury and everything. So he's kind of starting over and rebuilding his brand right now. But I mean, he's been a hell of a player. I don't know about all the other stuff, you know, leadership and all that. He looked like a hell of a leader. He's working on everything, I'm sure, and he's aware. I thought Georgia just trashed him going out the door. I don't know what happened. By the way, nobody's going to tell me the quarterback they have right now is nearly as good as the guy Miami has right now. That not even close. So we'll see what happens.
You know how those fans are over there, though, man. Some of those SEC markets, it's
when a guy
championship or bust.
Well, when a guy leaves, whether it was on his own or just wanted a fresh start or they wanted him back, I don't know, nor do I care. I'm glad he's here. But there's going to be a lot of people said a lot of bad things about him, the media, and a lot of it comes right out of the football program and the coaching staff, a lot of it. Kirby and all the rest of them. So anyway,
just curious, by the way, because someone just texted in Tebow isn't close to the best college football player ever. I say he's the best college football player I've personally ever seen as I get close, about to hit 40 here. I don't know where you rank him, but he's, I mean, come on, man.
You're just talking.
It sucks that he played for Florida. Like I get.
No. Stop the hatred stuff. We're just talking about the guy. Look, he put up, had a lot of touchdowns. I've never considered him one of the best college football players.
Really?
No.
Okay.
But he's.
I know he's not the most skilled player ever, but like.
So the problem. That's the problem. So the problem is, and it's not fair to him because maybe purely as a college football player, he was amazing. But
he
then
also won an NFL playoff game.
Then he went. Okay, Woody. Great.
But where do you? So you don't even think he's one of the best.
No. I think he had a great career. He had a great college career. Great. I just, when you start ranking guys that were really good, there's been some guys in other programs that were, I mean, some great quarterbacks or great.
I don't know that there's a whole bunch of quarterbacks.
He did it for a long time.
Let's just
listen,
go quarterbacks. I don't know how many you'd put ahead of him, right?
For college,
yeah,
just college quarterback,
just straight college.
He listen,
you know, it's a much different game than the pros. The running, all that stuff.
No. He did everything. And his comments. We're not going to lose again. The famous comment, and then they go out.
He actually backed it up.
He did back it up, and all those things. And hey, he walked it. He talked it. He everything about him was, you know, really nothing. It's just they made him a first round pick. And
well, that shows you. I mean, the guy had no skill, right? Like, he couldn't throw. Right? That shows you how good he was, I guess, in college, that he was actually played himself into that.
They're just, we start talking about great players. Now, he did it more than 1 year, and, you know, we've had some guys that have had great 1 years, right? We've had a whole bunch of guys, Joe Burrow right off the top, what he did at LSU with that group, and yeah. I don't know, Woody. I appreciate you throwing that out. I don't know. There's been some great running backs, unbelievable running backs, put up monster numbers. So that's a tough one.
Tebow, nowhere near the best. He's a very good level. That's about it. There you go.
Well, he's a great college player. You can't debate what he did at college.
Yeah, I'm not saying he was the most skilled player ever. I mean, he certainly wasn't. The guy could barely throw.
I mean, why you always go to some extreme on the guy? Like, he could throw it. He just
wasn't great at it.
No. No, they moved him to tight end.
Yeah.
At the end. Hey, why don't you try tight end? That's never good. Yeah, if you're good, they don't usually ask you to go play tight end. All right.
I think we're a little damaged by Tebow down here because that Tebow Day thing. Remember that?
I do. I was there to see that up close. And his coach is down here for it. Trying to sell tickets. It didn't go well. Get the Gator fans out here to the Gator, hopefully Dolphin fans that come out and the guy comes, brings him back and run a trick play. And the next thing you know, and he was horrible throwing the ball. I mean, he was terrible.
It was really bad. But the guy, you can't take away from
the last 5 or 6 minutes. He went Tebow on us, man. He started.
He won that playoff game in overtime, right? Was it an overtime throw?
Beat the Steelers.
He threw like a little hitch pattern or something, right?
I don't know if he
like an out, like a 2 yard pass or something.
No, he did. He's been a hell of a player. Like Feinbaum told him when he looked at him, said, "Hey, man."
So it said Vince Young was better.
Vince Young had a great career. He did. And people get caught going, Vince didn't go great at the next level for him either.
No, it did not.
So that's the problem. You know, every time, like, even the Canes players, like, there's some Canes players had great college careers.
But they were better at the pro level.
But they, well, those, we saw them all there all at all the game the other day. So you look at those guys better overall for college and pro when, you know, there might have been guys who were better just in college and weren't as good in the pros. Hey, we had two quarterbacks down here really good at UM, really good, that didn't have great pro careers. One won a Heisman and one's got more wins than anybody. I know. How many games did Dorsey win? Won a ton.
I'll throw Jameis Winston at you, too. This guy who had a major college career, right?
James Winston got after.
He was about as good as there was.
He did. All right, we got to go to break here.
How many teams, NFL teams, has that guy been on by now?
He is. He's everybody. He's become everybody's favorite backup right now.
Yeah, he gives those speeches.
Big Cannon. He is entertaining. There is no question about it. Hey, I'll tell you who else is entertaining with their product. Cliggy's, man. Cliggy's, you are too good, man. Cliggy's carts at a different level. Cliggy's carts are at a different level. I don't care where you live in South Florida. I want to tell you about these Cliggy's carts because before you purchase that next golf cart for the family that's loaded down and got everything you want, you got to see at Cliggy's carts. They're different level. 48, 72 volt lithium battery options for you, giving you plenty of horsepower to enjoy yourself. They're designed and engineered to be the leader in quality and safety. That safety is important. Last thing you want is one of the grandkids or kids to get in there and do something and have an accident. You won't have to worry about that. Wait until you see some of the safety features on those carts. With aluminum frames, the reason aluminum frames, they don't rust like the other ones do. Adjustable front seat and all of their 6-seat models makes it more comfortable for you and the family. No one else offers that. By the way, they got 4-seaters, obviously. Custom paint jobs. Once you purchase it, get your favorite team's colors. You can do that. Sound bars, LED lighting. Hey, Cliggy's carts are just fully loaded and ready for you to go. But I got to tell you something. It's one thing to look, and I'll give you the website to look at it. You got to go to the showroom. You really do, and see it. It's worth it. You're going to spend pretty good money on that golf cart where you're looking right now. You might as well go check out a Cliggy's cart because there's a good chance at the price and what you get, you're going to buy it. Located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Call 877-CLIGGYS, K-L-I-G-G-Y-S, or visit CliggysCarts.com. Cliggy's slashing prices right now. Why, we just started here again. Cliggy's has slashed prices to make even better deals for you. Hey, nothing like them. I'm telling you, you got to stop by the showroom. You got to find the one you like. You got to take it for a test drive. And then guess what? The best part of this whole thing, Cliggy's will deliver for free anywhere in South Florida. Hey, Cliggy's is like next door to you. You got to check them out. They're unbelievable.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Football.
Well, they got Daniel Jones at 18 for some reason.
I got to tell you, part of this is those running quarterbacks, right? Score a lot of touchdowns, get down there. The big guys can score. And
it seems like people are preparing for a beatdown tomorrow.
What's the spread on the game?
7.5.
Okay.
Second biggest spread of the weekend. The only one bigger than that, the Broncos. Broncos and Titans.
Yeah. Boy, the Cowboys have been through. And Eagles, man, were making deals at the end. It's weird. They let Kendall Lamb go and picked up, traded for another tackle. And they made moves right to the end, man, to continue to upgrade a team that lost some guys on defense. But, man, they got the whole show together on offense. Whole show is back together.
All right, off to the running backs here. Joe, Saquon Barkley clocks in at 1, followed by Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Christian McCaffrey, and then Jonathan Taylor rounds out your top 5.
Wait a sec. What happened to the decision? You got to make the business decision. Where's he?
You talking about Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
He's at number 10. They have a bad matchup, though, man. They play Buffalo. Well, I guess no matchup's bad for him, but
yeah.
I mean, it's not as juicy as some of these other ones.
At some point, somebody one-on-one's got to make a decision.
Christian McCaffrey, though, man, there he is at number 4.
Hey, he's just such a good pass receiver.
Not a lot of respect for the Dolphins' defense here. As you got Taylor coming in at 5. You had Daniel Jones ranked ahead of Tua by 5 spots.
Well, I tell you what, I didn't even put that in keys about stopping Taylor. I just think that front 7's going to be really good.
You may want to talk to the fantasy gurus because they have number 5. Devon Achane is at number 7, and if you flip all the way down to 45, you'll find Ollie Gordon the 2nd.
Hey, you know what? Something happens with Achane. Ollie's going to play a lot of football.
But listen,
the problem is he still doesn't know everything that's going on. He is still learning, right?
All right, let's go to the wide receivers here, Joe. Ja'Marr Chase, obviously, will be your number 1. They have a big matchup against Cleveland, so there should be some points to be had there for Cincinnati. Justin Jefferson, Malik Nabers, CeeDee Lamb, and Amon-Ra St. Brown are your top 5 receivers. Tyreek Hill comes in at 14.
Boy, our guys have all dropped down. No fantasy football love after last year, huh?
not a lot of love, man.
No.
Well, they got Tua way down there, so they obviously don't think he's going to do a whole heck of a lot.
Well, listen, that offense they ran last year, that thing needs to, whatever they do in the with the garbage can after that last game, and hey, let's get back to what we did before. Get some of that same stuff back. I love the compliment of Achan and Ollie Gordon. Just hit you with maybe the fastest running back in football, and then you got Ollie Gordon running the friggin' ball, man. When he puts his pads down, you can hear him across the street from the stadium. I mean, it's crazy.
All right, let's go to tight end. This one's interesting here. So that the top handful here are going to be the same probably every week. You got Bowers, McBride, Kittle, Laporte, and Hockenson. Then you got Kelsey at six, but then you go down to number nine, and you got Tyler Warren.
Yeah, he could have a big season.
Yeah, he's supposed to be pretty good. Yeah, so I don't know where you have him on your list of keys to stop.
Oh, he's gonna catch. They're gonna get him the ball for sure. Yes.
By the way, Darren Waller comes in at 22, ahead of Jonnu Smith.
I will tell you that the Darren Waller one is the mystery. Brought him back real slowly, to say the least. And he's probably going to start in this game. And you were thinking he's going to start, and he hasn't been in camp in 2 years. He didn't do. You can't say did anything in this camp. The work off the side doesn't count. Now he's practicing, but you know, again, joint practices are over, preseason's over, so he's missed two of them. And he turns 33 here in a couple weeks. I'm really curious to see. He looks freakish good physically, but boy, I just if he goes out and somehow has 5-6 catches and a nice game, good for him.
All right, real quickly, some defense here, Joe. We got Denver taking on Tennessee. That could be a blowout. That's the big spread of the weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
8.5. That sucks for Cam Ward, by the way.
Yeah, that Denver defense. Yeah, that's a tough one.
He didn't see anything like that in the ACC last year, I'm guessing.
He didn't see anything with that guy's blocking in front of him, for sure. Yeah.
You got the Steelers at 2 taking on the Jets. That's an interesting one there. Cardinals got the Saints. We're just rattling off the bad teams here, right? The Saints got a chance to be the worst team in football, you would think. You got the Vikings and then the Pats in there. The Dolphins come in at 9, and then the Colts at 20. So I'm not understanding a lot of this because they have all the Dolphins offensive players right at the bottom here.
Yeah.
Then you got the Colts defense at 20. So I don't know.
Hey, I was looking at power rankings last night, Woody, on top of it. And everybody's got this team down at the bottom. Matter of fact, we're going to have Kyle Krabs of Locked On Dolphins podcast and an NFL analyst for A to Z Sports join us.
There's been no love for the Dolphins or the quarterback.
No.
On those polls or
and
whatever.
It's across the board. It is across the board.
Well, the good news is you don't have to worry about any more of these polls or power rankings or anything else now.
Now you just
play.
You just got one thing to focus on. That's trying to beat the Colts. By the way, Kyle Krabs got some really interesting stuff out that's a little bit different than everybody else. And so we'll talk to him about some of the stuff that he's put together for this game and for the season, including a big part of it. Nobody talks about their schedule and taking care of business with teams that, although a bunch of them are ranked ahead of you in power in these power polls, but a lot of them are coming off really, really bad years. Anyway, we've got Woody, a lot more stuff to get to coming up here. We'll jump on some more as we continue on here with plenty of football news, a lot of stuff, including the start of the season. Tomorrow night, Cowboys at Philadelphia, and if that's not enough, the NFL's jumping into a Friday night, Kansas City and the L.A. Chargers, both teams coming off really good seasons, regular seasons. Kansas City went to the Super Bowl, of course, and then they got a lot of good games, a lot of good games coming up this weekend. All right. Tell you who else really good every day. We always talk about the good part of sports, as in the games. What about the injury part? I love telling everybody about Baptist Health South Florida. Well, I'll tell you what, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. I hear it all the time. Where do the pros go, Joe? And I know where everybody's going to go. They're going, well, the pros going to have the best doctors. Well, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, they all trust the great doctors that they put together, Baptist Health South Florida, to really make it one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. You got to have great team doctors and hand it off to some of the best surgeons and best specialists in the business for every part of the body. Knee doctors, they've seen it all. Shoulder, foot and ankle specialist, hand specialist, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles doctors, right across the board. And with all those great doctors, we got some great facilities. We really do. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility where the Miami Dolphins practice. And, of course, 595 in Pine Island, implantation, so easy to get to. Really, anywhere in Broward, that is so easy to get to. I mean, it is right off 595. You can't go wrong. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal for all of us. If you're competitive in a team or individual sport, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day about getting us all healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's Hollywood.
All right, before we get to the headlines here, I want to let you know Miami Football Reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Let's get into some headlines here, Joe. And it was funny, we were talking about Mike Gundy yesterday. Yeah. Right, and he was complaining, doing all that complaining.
What a turd move that was.
I don't know if you saw this, but he's got a new commercial.
You could find him for Consumer Wireless.
Yeah.
Some kind of cell phone, something or other here.
Yeah.
Where he reenacts his I'm Not 40 speech.
Oh, yeah.
And I was wondering maybe he could use some of the proceeds from that. You know, so he was complaining a little bit about his team not being able to, or his school not being able to pay anyone.
I have trouble believing that their NIL budgets was $7 million for their football team.
Well, hopefully he got paid for this commercial. He can maybe pay it forward.
They got a little money at Oklahoma State, too.
I would think.
They had that one guy for years that gave more money. There was a long, long time ago, Woody, not to take a lot of time, where they did the number one person, like, every school.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just showing, like, how one person, of course, Knight up at Oregon's always been in the mix, the owner of Nike. But this guy was right up there, the guy, Pickens or whatever.
Yeah, T. Boone Pickens.
Yeah.
And the Boone Pickens
Spent
Foundation.
Stupid money. I mean, he didn't need all the alumni. He handpicked the AD, and he was paying for everything.
That gave almost $1 billion, $700 million.
Oh, you see it right there?
Yeah, it says he gave gifts approaching $650 million by 2023 and over $700 million in total philanthropy.
Apparently, he just got burnt. Well, I'm guessing he was an old guy years ago. I don't know if he's still around or not. Anyway, what else you got, Wood? I'm sorry.
All right, let's get back to it here, Joe. And we have the schedule for the Manning cast, which is back. This caught me by surprise. You realize it's the fifth year?
Yeah, I didn't realize Manning that. Cast. Yeah.
Time is flying here, Joe. Week one, you get Vikings at Bears. Then they're going to go like every other week for a little bit here. You go week three, five, and then back to 8, 9, 10, 11. You'll get the Dolphins. Late in the season, Dolphins and Steelers will be on the Manning cast, and they will get a playoff game. They will get a wild card game as well.
I've told you when this started, Woody. I'm not for all the entertainment of all the guests coming on the show and doing stuff. I like to just watch the game.
Okay.
No matter who's doing the game.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You like it, though, right?
I enjoy the Manning cast, yeah.
Okay.
I like the two of them.
I have nothing against the Mannings, whatever, but just like watching the game.
The way they break the game down is pretty cool, though, because they obviously could see it differently than anyone else. But
they're doing that for baseball, and they use A-Rod and do that for baseball as well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. We always talk about sports teams and their values here, Joe. Did you see F1's McLaren team?
Oh, God.
Just had a $5 billion valuation here after they sold basically what happened was they had an investor. You know, they have investors come in on these teams.
Yeah.
And the investor sold their stake back to the team. It was a 10x return on a 2020 investment that they made, and valuing McLaren's F1 team at a shade over $5 billion.
What? One F1 team.
They said it's the largest institutional exit in sports history. Now, that's different. Like, you've seen owners that buy the team and they sell it for a whole bunch of money. So that's
right. Different.
That this is an institutional investor. This is someone who got a return on their money. So it took them 5 years. They 10x their money on this thing.
Wow. But never heard of that.
$5 billion for an F1 team.
Man, I didn't know. I had no idea they were worth that. No idea.
They're going to win this season, by the way. They're the best one going right now.
They are.
Yeah.
Who do they have? Who are their drivers?
Lando Norris is the top one. He's Jimmy Butler's friend, remember?
Well, everybody that's good is Jimmy's friend. All right. We missed him at the tennis tournament where he got sick after the tennis tournament.
Yeah.
They don't have a tennis tournament out in San Francisco.
All right. Lee Corso's final game day appearance was a record amount of viewers for ESPN. They averaged 3.5 million viewers, making it the most watched ever ESPN College Game Day.
They did a great job of promoting it. They did some great stuff. Got everybody in college football involved. I thought it was great. And then did you see what he did? He picked every game.
I know he did.
Right.
You know, some guy took his parlay and won.
I guess so.
I tweeted about it. It was like plus like 1,900.
So he took Florida State to win that game.
Yeah.
He took Miami. And, you know,
pretty good.
Good stuff, man. By the way, he was great. He was great for the game. You agree? All the stuff he did and, you know, not afraid to have fun.
That show's fun. No question. This isn't fun, though, Joe. Our last one here today, another incident at the U.S. Open, this time with Jannik Sinner and a fan who was he walked over. He's trying to sign an autograph or something, and a fan reaches over and tries to open up his bag that he's wearing on his back, you know, his racket bag.
Oh, man.
And tries, I don't know if you saw the clip.
No,
of this,
I didn't see it.
But a fan tries to open up his bag and snatch like a, you know, whatever, snatch a racket out of there. And I don't condone this behavior, but here's the thing, man. These items have become very, very desirable.
It's not just the rackets. Those guys, I saw Alcaraz pull out his watch. He had one of those.
Did he give away his watch?
No. He was just pulling on. He had to put it back on in his contract before he does his interview.
Yeah,
he wears it.
Okay.
And I was like, good God, what else you got in that bag? Yeah, not to mention all those rackets are worth a ton.
I don't know what a Jannik Sinner racket would go for, but a U.S. Open used racket, I'm guessing.
I have some value of some kind.
Probably enough to buy you a new car.
Yes, probably. Probably right. Everything's worth it. Somebody out there to buy something, Woody, that's crazy about a certain sport in person.
Yeah, but that is our second incident that we've had so far, a fan incident at the U.S. Open, Joe. So a black eye for your beloved sport here.
Getting a little dirty down there, huh? Getting a little dirty. By the way, speaking of that, you didn't happen to see Djokovic get a little upset last night? Fans were against him.
They're always against
him. He double faulted. Yes, he double faulted, and they were cheering. He was pissed.
Yeah.
He was so mad. He's playing against an American. You know, that stuff's going to happen.
Well, that's fair. I happen to really like Djokovic, though, so.
You do?
I'm not trying to upset you this morning.
No, you're not. I mean, like him. I don't have a problem with who you like and not.
I just like guys that play with a little bit of, you know, edge or personality or whatever, you know, like.
He
makes you feel something. Love him or you hate
him. No, you're right. He did it last night and he had a little meltdown. Then he's screaming at the umpire for not doing something about it because they're getting after him.
Yeah.
And he was upset. You know what? He's the greatest tennis player of all time, and I think it kills him that he's not more loved around the world. I think it really bothers him. He'll never be Nadal or Federer, even though he's won more big tournaments, more slams, 24 of them. He will never.
It's almost like he doesn't get mentioned with those guys, though, right?
Well,
like,
listen, he by himself as far as
I know,
good he is.
But Nadal and Federer are kind of like – I don't know. You never seem to see Djokovic mentioned with those guys, right?
He's mentioned
maybe
with them.
The other guys are loved.
People
so much,
just don't.
Yeah, people love those.
People just don't like him. It's not just here. It's everywhere.
Does he have a tournament in his home country or not?
I'm sure they like him there. Just won a gold medal for him.
Serbia. Reason.
They love him there.
Where he's from, right? Serbia.
Yeah. Yes. All right, Woody. We got. Kyle Crabb's going to join us coming up here, Locked On Dolphins podcast, NFL analyst for A to Z Sports, going to join us here in just a few minutes. But first, before we get there, I want to tell you about Dr. Barry and his great staff at Recovery Unplugged. Man, if you're going through some real dark times in your life right now, you know, we're always talking about game changers on the field, but here's one for your mental health. Recovery Behavioral Health has beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with their expert clinical team and innovative treatments with this ketamine therapy they do for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love needs winning strategy, it's time to make the call. 954-737-4508. They've seen it all. 954-737-4508. Or you can visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.